All right. We'll move on to seven.
Okay.
Low threat and general discharge cases. Mr. Briggs.
Okay, we have a number of items which are basically informing the board of actions that are going on administratively as far as enrollments and general waste discharge requirements. We have an update of a number of wineries that are included in the general waste discharge requirements for winery waste. It starts on page 3, and you can see there's a large number there for this time period of November 20th through July 30th, so we're continuing to get coverage on wineries throughout our region and get those under requirements. And so I think the only thing I need to ask is if the board has any questions.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Any board questions? How are we doing generally with getting everyone enrolled, all the wineries enrolled in the region? I know we've been kind of working towards that end.
Yeah, I don't know if we have an accurate tally of the exact number of wineries and what our percentage is, but I see a couple people who are trying to figure that out at the moment. Can you hear this all right?
Not very well, actually. Harvey Packard. I haven't looked at any numbers lately. We are working now on a revision to the order. Since it includes a waiver component, it's required that the board renew that every 5 years. That'll be coming to you in one of the next few board meetings. And at that point, we'll be able to look at numbers and give you a report then as to what we're looking at.
Okay. Is Mr. Thompson still working on this as part of his duties? Or
indirectly, yeah.
Indirectly, because I know at one point he was actively working on them. And I think it's been a couple of years since we started processing.
Almost five.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this table, on the right hand, we have a regional board staff contact for each one of these facilities, and it's spread out among a few staff.
Okay. Have there been any? Do you know if there have been any recalcitrant wineries? I mean, have you identified any that have not submitted applications?
Well, there are hundreds of wineries in the Central Coast region, and undoubtedly there are a few. Through this revision of the general waste discharge requirements, we are updating our mailing list of all the wineries in the region, and we're doing our best to contact everybody. And I think then we will be able to sort out which of those wineries have just been operating without requirements. We're planning to bring this to you in December, and I think what we'll do is update our staff report to include those kinds of numbers.
Okay.
For you.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now. That's
all right. December would be fine, just to get a kind of a tally of how many we think are out there, how many applications you have.
Sure.
That would be helpful. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, on page 7 is the Canyon Hills Ranch Mutual Water Company with a recommendation that we proceed with waiving waste discharge requirements and granting this conditional waiver. It's a discharge to line ponds, evaporation ponds for brine. And if there are no objections, we'll proceed in that manner.
Dr. Press?
Yeah, I read it, it looked fine to me. You have plenty of conditions, and I think they're pretty solid. Is this something you need a vote on?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're asking for concurrence.
Well, yeah, it looks good to me.
Okay. And then I just want to point out, lastly, that on the last two pages of the report, we do have two underground tank cases that are staff closed cases. So, again, there's no board action, but I just want to acknowledge the fact that Staff has worked with responsible parties on these and brought them to a point where they meet the water quality objectives, and then it's very good news. And so those are two more cases that are closed.
Good.
Both in Watsonville. And that's it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Moving along.